Hello, everyone. This is Joan.
This is John, and welcome to our second session of the Ascended Masters of the Light program.
Melena, hello.
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here.
Who's that?
That unknown person.
It's Melena. Again, of course, we're all very excited to be here today to be part of this community. And, you know, we want to thank everybody specifically for what? Oh, for using our new Facebook private page as it was intended. The girls get all excited when they create something like this, and then y'all use it right or appropriately, or you have fun with it. So, you know, you guys are doing a great job with it. And it was so nice to see the important questions that were voiced and that some in the community put forth answers. This is what this page is for. It's a communication vehicle to be used in between sessions to voice any questions. Post answers so that you can help members have a deeper understanding of this information that is presented by the Council of 12. So, of course, it is a place to ask for help. And as we practice all the current concepts and all our energetics, we have another full session today. So, and it's full of energetics as well as conceptually layered. So let's get started welcoming the four archangels that are helping us today, that will hold the highest form of the quadratic energetics. They will help us get into a receptive consciousness. So without further ado, here's Miss Joan for our opening meditation.
Okay, if everyone would get centered in their sacred heart, take a deep breath, and be present as a collective. And welcome the beautiful four archangels. We are the four archangels who have been with you for some time now, and we are delighted to be with you as you travel through this series of teachings to become more masterful, aware, and to change your physical body and bring it into fifth dimension. This is so important as we help you set the foundations for the coming teachings. As always, we come in that quadratic configuration to hold those energetics stably and consistently within your crucible and within your energetic fields. There's no limitation to our presence and our ability to hold these very refined energetics. So now, if you will, as you were directed by Joan, to center yourself in your sacred heart.
Joan, you have muted yourself.
Is that better? Yep.
Notice the beautiful luminous light that surrounds you at this time in your light body. For you are that quadratic emanation of divine light. Feel these energies begin to accelerate within your light body. Notice how your consciousness is very aware and alert. Functioning not only in fifth dimension, but now able to function in the sixth and seventh dimensions. As you pay attention to these levels of consciousness within your light body, be aware that the consistency and the stableness of these frequencies are forever with you. It only takes a slight attention point at any given time. It doesn't matter if you are in a meditative state or you are fully participating in the physical world, experiencing it to your fullest as a great being of light. Just takes a shift to bring forth a slight change in your field just by attention. And as we move forward in these teachings, you will become more aware of the value of attention points. So we leave you with that awareness, that consistency, the knowing of yourself as light. You take a deep breath, be present and aware, and let us begin our session. We thought we would start off this session with a group discussion. I think it's important that we have these discussions regularly in our sessions. It's important to get not only input from you, but for you to give your input. So, Milena?
Right. So we thought we'd start by asking all of you, how are you experiencing the Council of 12? And what have you noticed for yourself in the last 2 weeks?
Can you, do you have to unmute? Hmm? Do you have to unmute?
I'll go.
Okay, you go.
It has been just the most delicious, powerful, yummy, fabulous I could go on all day. There just aren't enough superlatives for this. It's just off the charts wonderful. And a friend of mine in Turkey has COVID. And after one of my meditations, I just blasted her with light. And she texted me, "Did you do something? Did you send something to me?" And I said, "Yes, I did."
Yes, I did.
To me, the Council of 12 is just, it's just beyond words. They're right here. They're here all the time. They're, for lack of a better word, beaming all the time in the three star tetrahedrons. And I'm so grateful. So grateful. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
Great description.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else like to share something?
Well, I could say a couple words. It's been, I feel calmer, I feel happier, I feel lighter, I feel, you know, I felt like I connected with them in a bigger way the very first time I met them, when Joan brought them in on a call, I think it was in December, and it felt bigger then. And now maybe it's just because I've gotten more familiar with them. It doesn't feel as big. I'm not sure. But I really like their energy, as Anne shared.
Right. And it is, you're getting more familiar with them, but it's also that you are in that stream of consciousness as well, and that you're opening more and more to receive.
You know, they've been prepping us for this for a long time, introducing us to different collective consciousness. Excuse me. Such as the triad, and then that quadratic configuration that Metatron started to come forth through. So it's about accustoming us to not only being part of a collective consciousness, but interfacing with a very vast collective consciousness.
Charlotte?
Yes.
What I've experienced is there's a couple of times through the day that I just want to sit down and close my eyes, because I see all the geometries coming in and the rays of light that come in that are for my personal agenda and plan. I can see the seven pointed star in it. And then the stuff that is more for everyone or the whole thing will come more in with that design that we would see in the flower of life. And so then I kind of just want to, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm getting a message. I want to sit down and, you know, see what's coming in. You know, it's like walking in the house and seeing your little blinky on your phone messenger. You want to know who called, yeah. You know. And so I've been doing what I call a 2010. I go do something for about 20 minutes and I sit down for 10 minutes and I go do something for 20 minutes and go sit down for 10 minutes. Sometimes 10 minutes become the 20 minutes, and you know, but it's a constant flow. And you're right what they said. I can be doing it whether I'm sitting still, or, you know, in that more meditative state or awareness, or it can be flowing while I'm washing the dishes. It doesn't seem to really matter. It's almost just that feeling of like having the radio on in the background, and then you pick up on certain songs, kind of a constant flow. It is very delightful.
Cool.
Exactly.
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. I've been having the time of my life. I think a lot. I've been blissed out a lot. Going to 140% light or the speed of light is like amazing, and it's a game changer to me. For the last year or so, I've seen my pillar as spinning out pixie dust of light, which had codes in it, you know, and it's a gift to the world. And I've been stably doing this, you know, 24/7. I'm assuming 24/7. I don't know what I'm doing when I'm asleep. But when we went to 140%, they showed me that my pixie dust became stardust. And that it is, you know, just continuing on. And then I have a VR set. It's a virtual reality. And they actually, I don't know how the masters did this, but they created one specifically for me to show me my progression. And in the last view was the eye of God.
Oh my.
And I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And I've said forever that I am a sparkle of light in his eye. And there was this sparkle of light, and there I was. And I'm like going, oh my God. You know, but I do have a question, though. Is there a difference between 140% of the speed of light and 140% light? Is there a difference, or is that yes. just my mind?
Questioning? No, it's light. 140% light. The speed of light is different. It relates to physical speed.
Okay. So 140% light. Thank you. I've had that question for a while now. But I just wanted to say that it's like, wow, this is such a game changer. And our mind is expanding so easily my mind is expanding so easily to more of a quantum field. It's a whole lot more limitless than it used to be. That's the best way I could put it. So thank you all, because you're part of that field.
Greetings. Well, I guess I add my two cents. It's been amazing. I've had a couple of different experiences. Like we say, just at any time, you could just pop into that space, you know, where there's no time, there's no space. It's that instant, you know, where there's no boundaries. It's boundless space, and you have no concept of the time, and it's just the freedom of it all. And, you know, like the first session, you know, we learned these tools, tetrahedron, your own key, your own color, your own sound. All these things are tools, and it's putting us on our own path, you know. The essence of it all is reaching and holding that vibration. And then using those tools. Sometimes those tools help you find it. Sometimes you just pop into it. Or I was just thinking of my kids and, you know, how much I love them. And it was just this joy that started coming from my heart. It just started overflowing. It just became all the space, you know, just became joy. It was just like some type of fountain. It was just feeling, you know, my whole soul was just joy, just experiencing that joy. So it's a different experience in that respect. So it's been, so that was definitely different, wonderful, amazing, incredible. And so definitely look forward to more of this.
There's a lot more coming. Yeah. And I like what you said. It's we are always connected to that stream. And it's not even that we have to pop into it now. It's just shift your awareness to it. And then you're there in that present moment.
Exactly. Right. Whenever you focus on it, sometimes you can just pop right in it.
You're in it.
It's your attention.
You're already there. It just moves into the center of your awareness. Yeah. A whole different way of being.
Oh, yeah. And so you concentrate on those things that you want as far as that light, that energy, getting into the DNA and reaching, changing your body to that fifth dimension. So I think that's what our grand focus is right now, is raising the vibration, holding that vibration so it affects the body, to hold that fifth dimensional light and change that body. So I'm looking forward to that part.
Yep. Yep. You're right on.
Hi, I could share something. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So yesterday in meditation, when I was connecting with these energies, had an interesting experience. My spirit guide handed me a pipe bundle of the Native American tradition. And then it had to do with how the Council of 12 talked about how the 12 streams of consciousness were really kind of bundles of thousands of different streams of information and consciousness. And it was explained to me that the original pipe that was passed down from White Buffalo Pipe Calf Woman and then handed down, and all the pipes, all the pipe carriers, that is one stream of consciousness that comes through the Council of 12, and that every individual that has been a pipe carrier in this life or past has that frequency embedded in them that is that they're connected to, that they bring in to the world. So I don't know, that was kind of a unexpected little piece of information that just sort of appeared. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I can say something. I've also been feeling this. I've also been feeling this instant connection when I focus on things. It's just, since we began, it's just even in December when Council 12 came in, I felt that connection. And now when I focus on the quadratic, the archangels or tetrahedrons, the star tetrahedrons or whatever it is, it's just there, like you said, it's just there. And it's just the most loving, gentle, calming feeling. And I was out at safari one day and I was doing watching the wolves. We have red wolves that are critically endangered. And this guest, this young woman and her son, her little boy, about five, came by and asked her if she saw the wolves down below. And she said no. So I told her back up and go. I told her where they were and I told her a little about them. So they went back down there and came back. And she says, thank you so much. And I had just been in this flow. And this little boy opened the window and went, I love you. And his mama kind of gasped like that wasn't normal for him. And I could just feel that he had tapped into my energy stream. And he just felt the love and he just said, I love you.
Oh.
And I just felt so good about that. It was like really nice. And because I was just feeling love and I'm tapping in more. I've always wanted to communicate with animals. But instead of trying to tap into something specifically, all of a sudden I'm just feeling them more, which is really nice.
Wow.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, we really appreciate all of your comments, and we will offer this consistently as we move on, because it's important for our community to be incorporated into these sessions. the first six are just so foundational that we have to really get those positioned. And you're already absorbing that first session. It is integrating within you and has been the whole time. And that's what these foundational energetics and concepts are all about, so that you function consciously as you move through your day and know who you are. So Milena, do you have anything to add before we get started here?
Yeah, I think we're good, and we've enjoyed this conversation. It is great, and it helps us all anchor and ground these energies by communicating with one another and sharing. So as Joan said, we will do more of this in the future. But let's go ahead and get started, because we do have a lot to do today. So if you're not muted, go ahead and remute yourself. And let everybody take a couple of deep centering breaths. Get yourself comfortable as we begin our next journey together. Be in your sacred heart. And let's welcome the Council of 12.
Greetings, ascending masters of light. We, the Council of 12, are present with you in the quadratic energetic field to present the second upgrade of the Merkaba vehicle and the Merkaba field of light. It is important that we transmit some important concepts about the new accelerated function of the Merkaba vehicle. Within the first star tetrahedron, now called the Inner Sanctum, the Holy Spirit Shekinah begins to manifest in that first star tetrahedron. This begins first in the lower tetrahedron, called the Feminine Tetrahedron, through the influence of the spinning white star tetrahedron that carries the unlocked light template of unity and love. The top tetrahedron, called the masculine tetrahedron, begins to spin and is drawn to merge with the spinning lower tetrahedron. As the two merge, because of the presence of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, they become one stabled, unified star tetrahedron. In the presence of the Holy Spirit Shekinah, a consciousness of source energies is no longer gender related. So we will no longer refer to the first star tetrahedron, or the two tetrahedrons that were merged and made up that first star tetrahedron. We will no longer mention either the masculine or the feminine, because it now functions at one complete, stable, present part of the consciousness of the all that is. And that consciousness will continue to be represented by a terminology of the Holy Spirit Shekinah. But no, there is no separation in any part of that massive source creative energy. It is for your reference point at this stage of your consciousness. In the energies of the first star tetrahedron, your pure spirit is present. And the knowing that you are never separate from the source of all that is, that is ever present now. This is the first step you make in manifesting a clear consciousness of a unified body that contains all aspect of the divine image without separation of any kind. As the presence of the Holy Spirit fills your soul expression in the divine image, a similitude of the source of your being, the pure form of the divine image with no gender restrictions or distortions, is manifested through the consciousness of the Sacred Heart Center. The white star tetrahedron and the purple star tetrahedron begin now to have a different function. Through the spinning of the two star tetrahedrons, a state of consciousness based in the knowing that you, as an individual expression of the divine image, are always unified with Source. They transmit continually the element of love and unity, as well as the energetics of the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates that you retrieved from the time locks. This was such an important event that you contributed by taking these unlocked light templates and integrating them in your physical body was such a huge contribution to the evolvement and raising of the consciousness of humans. This energetic unity within the Sacred Heart Center then forms your personal cosmic womb. All of your individual creations are formed from this center. The consciousness of your Sacred Heart Center is enhanced and influenced by the energetic spin of the white tetrahedron and the purple tetrahedron. For they spin in unison on the same axis as the first tetrahedron. So all is functioning within that Merkaba vehicle and within the unified field in complete unity. Your light body becomes enhanced gradually and upgrades into higher frequencies of light. Your unified field is also influenced by the light energetics that are programmed into and stream from your Merkaba field vehicle. These energetics constantly upgrade your light body consciousness. After certain energetic upgrades occur, the light body then becomes your Ka body. This is your spiritual double. It provides the life force of a physical body. This spiritual double replaces the etheric body, which influenced the third dimensional physical body. The influence of the Ka body contributes to a physical form of a fifth dimensional body, which then becomes your physical vehicle in which to experience life in a human form. The light body can also be used effectively to travel interdimensionally within your Merkaba field. Your physical form that is now morphing into a fifth dimensional body will appear as it always did, but there is a vast difference. Your Merkaba vehicle is truly your golden chariot that carries you through multi dimensions as well as into many cosmic realms of source. We couldn't continue with these further applications of the spinning of the white star tetrahedron and the purple star tetrahedron before you received these concepts that we have just explained. So now we begin to increase the speed, the light by accelerating the rotations of the white star tetrahedron and the purple star tetrahedron. This will affect the state of consciousness that is held in the inner sanctum of the first star tetrahedron. So be clear. We are increasing the light frequency, not of the speed of light, because it cannot function at these refined frequency ranges. So we are accelerating these rotations to affect the state of the light frequencies that are contained within the Merkaba field and the Merkaba vehicle. The purple star tetrahedron spins counterclockwise and the white star tetrahedron spins clockwise. The first star tetrahedron remains stable through the presence of the Holy Spirit, Shekinah. Take a deep breath. Become centered in your sacred heart, in the sacred heart consciousness, present and aware in your light body, in your Merkaba vehicle, and notice your Merkaba is operating at 130% light frequency. As soon as you notice this frequency of light, it immediately moves into a 140% light frequency. This is because you activated this frequency of light in our last meeting. You have integrated it already. And now you are placing your attention on it. Feel the acceleration that just occurred in your light body and also in your state of consciousness. Take another deep breath. Present, aware in this moment, and command the Merkaba vehicle to increase its light to 145% light frequency. Notice a slight shift in the light frequency in your vehicle as well as in your light body. Another breath. Present and aware. Now command your Merkaba to increase its light to 150% light. This will take a month to fully integrate into your field of consciousness. Continually practice this command so that the 150% light frequency gradually integrates into your light body and your Sacred Heart consciousness. You will not be able to maintain this frequency of light in your daily life. Let us repeat that. You will not be able to maintain this frequency of light in your daily life. So do not have unrealistic expectations of yourself. But you are quite capable of maintaining a set point of 130% light in yourself as you navigate your daily life. You will also notice that for a while, you will be making constant adjustments in your light frequencies, as you will sometimes fall out of this level of light, especially when you are triggered by the collective lower consciousness of third and fourth dimensions, which are prevalent in most of the human collective. Be gentle with yourself. Don't judge yourself. Make the adjustments and move on by paying attention and making adjustments without judgment. You will be able to maintain higher set points of light as they are more firmly integrated. You will be able to gradually use the higher levels of 140% light to 150% light in states of meditation and contemplation. You will also be able to use them to feed and enhance your light body's light frequency and states of consciousness. Take note that your grounding exercise is required, so you can return to your daily life at your present set point. None of this is helpful to you if you cannot grind it into your body consciousness and operate from that consciousness in your daily day-to-day life. So it is so important that you ground yourself into the earth and into the present moment of your life experience. If you are grounded in light, you are able to transmit easily your light into the earth as well as into the collective consciousness of humanity without doing a thing. Nothing is required of you now but to be the light that you are in your walking around state, present and conscious. It will take a full 3 years of ascending masters of light energetics to fully integrate the 150% light into your light body and into your fifth dimensional body. Take a deep breath. Be present in this moment. And in this session.
So everyone, a couple of deep breaths. Be conscious. I'm still vibrating. I'm sure you are too. We wanted to take a couple of minutes here to talk to you about why we are upgrading the Merkaba now. To begin with, these upgrades will help us hold that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies stably, more stably in our light bodies, our entire unified fields.
These light templates, as you will remember, affect the electromagnetic field of your body and of the earth. So when you hold these templates and you upgrade the templates into more refined frequencies of light that you are developing through your Merkaba field, you then begin to very subtly transmit those more refined frequencies of light. So as we proceed and we are upgrading our bodies, we are upgrading our consciousness, we are upgrading our light body, many things change. So therefore, we had to have an upgraded vehicle to travel interdimensionally, as well as it is helpful for us to walk the earth, experience it fully, but yet stay centered in that more refined frequencies of light, because they are very stable and they function through that sixth and seventh dimensional light template in equilibrium. So our thoughts that are thought in the creative process and the emotions have a vaster equilibrium and balance. And so therefore we can easily manifest what is desired and needed at any given time. So this is a huge upgrade that we are all receiving at this time.
And another reason for the importance in this upgrade is so that you personally have your own personal space in your light field and your Merkaba to help you move through all these energetics we are receiving and acclimating for. But to add to that, it is now time that we must upgrade our crucible. And it needs to be upgraded to higher frequency ranges that can help us maneuver through the next 3 years of this process. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what happened to our crucible and our 2020 Light Conference. And I'm sure all of you remember the off the chart frequencies of that light conference that we are still integrating today. Well, our crucible was originally created in the fifth dimension. It had been upgraded a time or two to help us move into those sixth and seventh dimensional fields where we could unlock those light templates. And it has served us well. But it was never built or intended to take us to the places we went in that 2020 conference. We went, if you remember, to the eighth, to the edge of the ninth dimension, then we went deep, deep, deep into the void, back to source point. What happened? Our crucible actually fractured on that journey. It did not shatter, but it did fracture. And it took all the beams of light to keep it intact. So now it is time that we upgrade it. Jonas, anything you would like to say to that before I go on?
No, I think it's so exciting.
We're so excited. We can't tell you how excited we are.
I had no idea this was coming down the pike. I'm telling you, it is so exciting.
Yeah, I mean, what's to come is just, we've done some pretty darn amazing things together over these years. Well, it's just what's coming down and what we're going to be doing and seeing and creating is beyond almost our ability to conceive it. So anyway, with that, I want to take you back to when we first received our crucible. And it came in a pre-conference call right before our 2017 Light Conference. So I'm going to read to you what was said. So we were directed to focus our awareness out in front of us and together to step into that space and form a large circle. Filling the entirety of our circle was a very large sphere, many times taller than we are. This holographic sphere was projected to us by the Triadic Collective of Lord Metatron, Archangel Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. We were invited to step inside the sphere for the first time and to greet one another. We were told that the goal of the holographic sphere was to hold in place the energetics needed to bring our collective group into harmonic cohesiveness at a much higher and refined state as we prepared for and attended our light conference, our crystal conference, we were calling it then. It was said that this holographic sphere would remain open and active until we closed the conference in June. And we fully expected that they would remove the holographic sphere at the end of the conference. But those of you who were there might remember Metatron came in on the last day of that conference and said, oh, wait a minute. Our teachers of light were so impressed and so pleased after seeing what we were able to accomplish with those energetics being focused in and amplified in that holographic sphere that they decided they would keep it in place. And it has been used since that time. And a short time after that conference is when they began calling it the Crucible. So a little bit of history as we prepare to go into a whole another dynamic. So with that, once again, get comfortable. Take a couple of deep centering breaths. Be in that sacred heart. And feel the element of love that is now emanating so strongly from your sacred heart and the sacred heart of this collective community. So let us gather now in our magnificent crucible, which has served us so beautifully since its inception in 2017. Let us sit together this last time in this sacred space with all the grand beings who have been with us and have assisted us throughout the years. Allow all of the energetics, light codes, dimensional frequencies from all of our journeys, processes, and teachings contained here to flow through you. And as these energy streams are flowing, allow your memory codes to be stimulated and to receive any imprints that are not already in place that will be beneficial to you as we continue, or as you continue, your ascension journey. Remember the crucible being filled with the great winged ones, the white fire dragon, the white lion, the white whales and dolphins. All the elementals, all the masterful beings of light who have joined us here. So much has occurred for us in this crucible. So be in appreciation for what this beautiful crucible has provided us as a collective community and to each of us personally. Deep breaths as you take one final look around. It is time to step out of the crucible, and we will gather on the outside and form a large circle around the crucible. Joining our circle will be Archangels Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael. The multitude of beings of light who have been with us and who have so diligently assisted us each step of the way these past years, will open the necessary portals and dimensional pathways that we must travel through to deliver the crucible deep into the nebulous void. They will serve as our escorts, as well as bear witness to this unprecedented process that we each have been invited to participate in. bring your Merkaba, vehicle of light, up to 150% light. Now place both of your hands on the crucible to support it as we begin the journey with the archangels. We begin moving slowly. Now gaining more momentum. As we travel through numerous light corridors of multi-dimensions and into higher and higher light realms. Prepare yourself as we reach superluminal speeds and are catapulted into hyper-dimensional cosmic realms. We are beginning to slow down. And we come to a complete stop. Looking directly below you, see a glowing disk of light. Along with the archangels, ever so gently, place our crucible in the center of the disk of light. As you feel it lock securely in place, release the crucible and move back. Take the opportunity to breathe in the pristine frequencies and rarefied quality of this environment. Feel the magnificence of the swirling colors you are seeing. Also listen and feel the vibrations of the symphony of harmonious sounds that are surrounding you. This space is a unique, cosmic, energetic, morphogenetic field, which is unlike any we have ever visited. This space exists far beyond our concepts of dimensions. Take a moment to experience this magical realm. Let's withdraw now to a distance where you can view the entire crucible. The archangels and the assemblage of many beings of light are joining us. Observe as the light from the disc begins to increase and the crucible becomes more and more light-filled until it is completely engulfed in light. The light continues to amplify until it becomes so intense that we can no longer look at it. Take a breath. Over the next weeks, our crucible will be deconstructed element by element. The disassembled particles of each and every light code, frequency, and geometry of all the light templates, teachings, and everything we have done will then be woven into the fabric of the components used in the construction of the matrix that will be used to create the new crucible. These particles will become part of the baseline foundation and frequencies for the new crucible, which will be created with 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensional cosmic light codes. Also factored into the new configuration of the crucible will be the unlimited ability for it to be expanded, upgraded, and amplified for years to come. We will leave the crucible now to all the master creative beings who have been recruited for this project from throughout the far reaches of the cosmos to begin this massive undertaking in collaboration with the Andromedans. Before we leave, again be in appreciation for not only our crucible and how it has served us, but be in appreciation for yourself as a master being who is contributing by your presence and participation in this divine master plan, which is emanated from Source Creator. Take 4 slow, deep breaths. As you complete the 4th breath, you will find yourself back in the place this journey began. Now be conscious and aware. Wiggle your toes and your fingers. And the creation of the new crucible will take time. This is not a process that can be rushed. Have certainty that you possess everything you require to move through these next weeks with ease. Be in your expanded Merkaba field as you integrate the latest upgrades from today, as well as those from the last meeting. We look forward to our next gathering, which will be on February 20th. This session is complete. Blessings, everyone.